books. Action. There she stands, Lucy Honeychurch, in the cornfield dotted with poppies, kissing George Emerson, while in the background Kitty Tikhanova sings her heart out with Chi bel sogno di Doretta from Puccini's La Rondine. A more beautiful cinematic kiss is impossible, and never has a book been more beautifully adapted to film than when James Ivory succeeded with A Room with a View by E.M. Forster. Truly, there are horrendous literary adaptions that still bring tears of shame to my eyes. The Never-Ending Story is one such case. How I loved the book, and how passionately I detested its film adaptation, including the ultra-annoying hit single Never-Ending Story by Limahl. Three notes are enough, and I exit the room. Susie Poo signing out. By the way, Michael Ende found the adaptation terrible as well, and rightly so. And then there are the rarer cinematic events where the film surpasses the literary source, like Casablanca, one of my absolute favourite films, based on the moderately successful play Everybody Comes to Rick's. But it almost never happens that both the novel and the film enchant equally. James Ivory succeeded with A Room with a View. Ian Forster's book, already an event in itself, becomes in the film adaptation such a heart-rending homage to the power of love and an unbelievably kitschy declaration of love for the idealized image of Italy from a long-lost bourgeois era that it makes your heart overflow. I love both the film and the book. Not a year goes by without watching A Room with a View at least once. However, the fact that nowadays masses of successful novels or plays are adapted into films is problematic. The subjective impression is that there's increasingly less courage to bring original material to the screen. Now, with writers, actors and actresses on strike in Hollywood, good storytelling is becoming scarce. Late-night shows have been silent for months, and cinemas and streaming services will soon follow suit. Good stories are indeed worth their price, and production companies should pay it. Whether due to the lack of American productions, European cinema might gain momentum overseas. This continent has a wealth of good stories to offer, just like good books. And when a master like Ivory is hired, fantastic films emerge as well. When darkness falls, I gather the neighbours again and organise a movie night in the courtyard. Then, thanks to a projector on the wall above the trash cans of wheat field near Florence, radiates a very special warmth and life size all the way to Vienna, and we raise our glasses to the recently departed, unique, wonderful, enchanting Julian Sands. Thank you, Mr. Emerson, for everything.